I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1501. Hard times for the church are not new. When we look at culture today, it's easy to be disheartened and discouraged. I just finished a book titled Being the Bad Guys. In fact, I gave a copy of it to every elder at Highline. It's basically about how the church used to be viewed as the good guys, even if people didn't take part in the church. And then we became kind of neutral. You know, you do you and I'll do me. But now we're seen as the bad guys. We are the problem in the world because we are so judgmental and not accepting of the culture of chaos with gender, fluidity, and all the other issues. Well, take heart. Hard times for the church are not new. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor. Even when times are hard, our love should remain the same. In the Apostle Paul's day, the church saw the world in conflict with the church. Phil Moore writes this in his book Straight to the Heart of 1 Thessalonians. Paul had hoped that if he stayed away from Thessalonica, the Christians in the city would be protected from excess persecution. His hopes had failed. At the start of 52 AD, about 6 months after he wrote his first letter, he received terrible news. Paul's enemies in Thessalonica had turned on the church he left behind, and they were doing all they could to eradicate the Christian faith from their city. On one level, this news meant that everything had changed. The Jewish opponents of Christianity were no longer waiting for Paul to come back to Thessalonica. They had changed their tactics and were trying to wipe out the young church before he returned. The first Roman persecution against the Christians took place 12 years after. So Paul wrote 2 Thessalonians. So all of the persecution which we read about in this letter came from the jealous Jews who opposed him in Acts 17. Paul needed to act quickly, so he wrote them the letter that forms the second lesson in his discipleship training school. Having taught the Thessalonians how to be true converts, he now equips them to be true warriors in the suffering army of Jesus Christ the King. Okay. Podcast peeps, we're not the first generation of Christians to face a culture that seeks to harm and silence us. And yet, nothing has changed. God, His salvation, His presence, His promises have not changed. And on those things we take our stand, and on those things we find our peace. When you read letters like 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Peter, even Revelation, God's people have got it bad sometimes. But God is bigger than all of that, all of the cultural chaos, even then and even now. Thanks be to God. Here's the great question. In a world increasingly anti-Christ, where do you put your hope, and how does that hope affect your peace day to day? Let's pray. God, it's easy to think that we're the only ones who have ever faced a world like this. In some ways, that's true, of course, because a lot has changed. In the areas of medicine and technology and so forth. But people are still people, and you are still God, and in you we find the ultimate victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1502, and in the meantime, again for more. A lot had changed in Thessalonica in 6 months, but God had not changed, so those things meant nothing at all. Whatever changes are happening in your life, this should comfort you today. In the midst of life's ever-changing winds and storms, God never changes. A.W. Pink puts it this way, God has neither evolved, grown, nor improved. All that He is today, He has ever been and ever will be. Herein is solid comfort. Human nature cannot be relied upon, but God can. However unstable I may be, however fickle my friends may prove, God changes not. All praise to His glorious name. He is ever the same. His purpose is fixed. His will is stable. His word is sure. Here, then, is a rock on which we may fix our feet, while the mighty torrent is sweeping away everything around us. Man, that is good word today, church. We need to hear that. May we never forget, as we go through our hard times, that hard times for the church are not new.